No More Kissing by Emma Chichester Clark. Clearly not a posh person with that name. Why does there have to be so much kissing? Said little monkey. The antelope here. It goes on everywhere. The warthogs are kissing. The hippopotamuses are kissing.
And the flamingos are kissing.
Are they? And the ducks. What are these? What are these?
Ducks.
The ducks. And what about these?
Lions.
The lions. Yes, and the snakes. Look at that. What about these guys? What are they called? These ones.
Butterflies.
Butterflies. Very good.
And squirrels.
Yeah.
They're kissing.
Yeah. All over the place, especially mummies kissing babies. Oh. I wish no one had invented kissing. No more kissing. And I wish no one would kiss me, especially people I don't know. Oh, hello, would you like a kiss? Said the rhino. Oh, would you like a kiss? Said the anteater. No. Would you like a kiss? Said the warthog. No. My family do it too, all the time. They kiss hello, then they kiss goodbye. No more kissing. They kiss good morning. They kiss good night. When my cousin Mimi hurt her finger, everyone had to kiss it better. She loves kissing. She'll kiss anything, but not me. My mum is always telling us to kiss and make up. Please, Mama. No way. I've told my family, all my family, my mum, my dad, my grandma, all my cousins, my uncle and my aunts, no more kissing. I'm even waggling my finger. Those flip-flops. But it makes no difference at all.
He's running away because she's frightening him.
I know. Well, I think she wants to kiss him. She's like, oh, kissy, kissy, kissy. No. I'm glad I'm not a baby anymore. They get more kisses than anyone. Oh, what a little baby elephant.
He's a baby. And the mummy and the daddy are kissing.
Indeed. With their trunks, yes. It doesn't matter whose baby they are or how much they squeak or squeal or screech. Everyone wants to kiss them. So I knew what was going to happen. Crocodiles.
I think the crocodile wants him for dinner.
I think he just wants to kiss him, actually. But yes, maybe you've got to be a bit careful with a crocodile's kiss. Look at all those porcupines.
Because they might eat us.
Maybe accidentally.
No.
When our
no.
new baby came, he screamed his head off. Oh, I don't know what that's all about. The more they kissed him, the more he screamed. The more he screamed, the more they kissed him.
They've all got flip-flops on.
I know.
And lady with the purple hat.
Let's see. There's the purple hat. You see? Yeah. Well. Anyway, the more he screamed, the more they kissed him. Stop! I shouted. Stop! Can't you see he doesn't like it? What? Perhaps you'd like to hold him, asked my grandma. First, I showed him my aeroplane, but he just cried. Next, I made funny faces, but he cried even more. Then, I juggled some bananas. He cried and cried and cried. Now what shall I do, I wondered. What's the matter, little brother? His eyes popped open. We looked at each other, eye to eye. Little brother, I said, and he smiled. And then a weird thing happened. By mistake, I think. I kissed him. It was lucky. No one was looking.
No more kissing.
No more kissing, absolutely.
She says.
Wonderful.